This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And I was listening to the news, and it reminds me of some bills that have been written, very short bills. And there's one, I'm just going by memory, paraphrasing that, there should be a fund paid into by all countries based on their wealth. Small fund, very, very small. And it would be for a reward to be paid for the whereabouts of the people in the government of an aggressive country. So if one country were to attack any other country, then the reward would be paid to find the head of state and the equivalent of the cabinet, you know, the Senate, the Congress, whatever particular country it might be, whatever they called their parliament, their leaders, you know, their top rung of government, we'll call them officials. And so if a country attacks another country, you know, bombs it, attacks it, kills people, this fund would be paid to the individuals who find the location of the people who caused the attack. And they'd be rounded up, tried in court, and executed. And it'd be really nice. Turn Earth into a nice, civilized place. Another bill is that that could become law is that no manufacturer shall make an appliance that would last less than 30 years. And the manufacturers would have an obligation to their customers to fix or replace any device that failed shorter than 30 years. So if you buy a toaster, a dishwasher, a refrigerator, whatever it is, and if it lasts less than 30 years, you will receive from the manufacturer by law replacement part or parts for free, or if the manufacturer says, you know what, it's just too busted up, it failed in such a way that we'll just give you a new one. Now, that also means that there will be no new products just because it'll be the flavor of the week or the color of the week, which really means like style. Changing styles just because it looks different. You know, it's like these stupid people who buy new appliances because they want to change the look of their kitchen. So they buy a new refrigerator with a nice new thin stainless steel skin, cheesy compressor, thin plastic on the inside, less durable, less weight, all the rest of it, shorter lifespan because they want the new look. And then they sell the old ones, which are better than the new ones with the new look, on Craigslist. So what I'm saying is there needs to be laws to stop this excessive, nonstop buying and filling up our landfills. It needs to stop. There was a car, the manufacturer was called Checker, C-H-E-C-K-E-R, and they looked like a 1960 car. And taxi cabs used to be Checker cabs. They had a standard engine. Six-cylinder Chevrolet, 250 cubic inch, inline six. Great little engine. It worked and worked and worked. So if you had a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 20-year-old checker cab, and you needed to, if the engine needed to be worked on, well, you could swap the engine with one that had already been rebuilt because they're all the same. Transmissions were the same. The doors were the same. You could take a door off one and put it on another and it would fit. A trunk lid, a hood, a windshield, a seat, dashboard. It's all the same. Now, of course, you couldn't show off your new checker in your driveway because no one would know whether it was brand new or 15 years old because they all look the same. We need to actually get back to that. And this bill, and there's another bill that talks about packaging. So if you want to buy it from the grocery store, you know, like two sizes for liquids. You know, like if you want to buy soda, there's two standard sizes. No special shape for Sprite versus Coke versus Pepsi versus RC versus, you know, root beer. They're the same. They're made out of glass. And they're recyclable. They're cleanable and recyclable. Everybody pays a deposit, and you don't find them on the street. Same thing with if you want to buy mayonnaise. Comes in one size. If you don't like it, tough. Comes in a standard size with the same lid, whether it be Kraft or whatever brand. If it's Miracle Whip or if it's Equate brand or whatever it is. The Walmart brand. Great value. Whatever it is, it's the same. And if you want to buy a can of vegetables, it's not 14 ounces or 14 and a quarter or 14 and a half or 15 or 15 and a half. There's one size. And that size can will fit in the next larger size can. So when you open a can with a can opener, no pop tops, no aluminum hybrid cans, they're all steel. So if you open them with a can opener, which you're going to need to open it, once you open that can, you can rinse off the lid and save the lid for recycling. Then the can be recycled because that can will fit inside the next larger size can, which will fit inside the next larger size can, which will fit inside the next larger size can, which will fit inside the next larger size can. So you can stack them up and have a minimum amount of space so that you can recycle the steel rather than throw away 100% of the cans and the lids. And by the way, what happens to all those tops from all those soda bottles that are 16.9 ounces? What happens to all them? Where do they go? Well, they go into a fire, incinerator, or they go to the landfill, or they go in the ocean. Or they go on the street. That's where they go. This is insanity, absolute insanity. We have this disposable mindset is beyond dumb. We're killing ourselves. We've destroyed the atmosphere. And by the way, this week, I promised you that Dane Wigington would be with us this week. It's this week. He'll be on. Special broadcast. And if you hear him come on the air, when you hear him come on the air this week, if you don't have a strong stomach, change that dial. Because my friend is going to tell you the way it is. He's going to put an exclamation point on what we've been saying here at USA Prepares. Charles, what do you think? What are your thoughts about this disposable, stupid mindset? The, you know, the compressor on the chest freezer, it just won't start. It won't warm up. I wasted all that food. I need a new one. What are your thoughts about this?
Oh, no, I think you're so right. Like you said, you always want to know why people listen. I listen because it's heads-up radio. It's forewarned is forearmed. We need to understand these things. And I'd like to tie something in. You talk about filling up the landfill with all of these disposable items that should be built with some resilience in them and repairability. But I see it the same way as with the automobile. Like I say, every mile you drive, 70 cents of that dollar goes out to waste. You throw it away. Well, that's what That's what the manufactured gas was. We weren't using natural gas up until the 1950s. We were still making manufactured gas, and manufactured gas is made from different ways. But two different ways are: it's made with wood and coal, or it could be used wood and tar to make a manufactured gas. Well, there's other ways to do it too, and see, that is the basis of the closed fuel system. You take that waste product, the exhaust gas, and you turn it back into a valuable product, fuel. It closes it off and you feed it right back into the engine, but you're doing it on demand on the vehicle. But the first way is like everybody who uses, and now I know people aren't capable of this and it is dangerous, but, if people do start doing the research now, we still got a little chance. You're talking about fuels for when things shut down and the supply chain is broken. You can take your home generator and you can save the exhaust product into something like to charge up a compressor tank. Of course, you would need to one better way to do it is to cool that exhaust product first. So you might run it through a plumbing system into a series of radiators that you could use to heat a home. And then you you take the waste product and you could charge that back into a fixed gas. That's how they made manufactured gas plants. And that was one of the technologies that was coming online in the early 1900s. When Edison and Rockefeller were duking it out, they knew and could see that people, especially in rural areas, might be able to understand how to make a manufactured gas on their own, and that would cut out the petroleum industry. But they were able to keep it quiet, and I believe this isn't accidental thing. It's more engineered because in my youth, a lot of people who don't understand won't remember, but the Nielsen families, we participated in that at one time, and they also called us up to do a automotive survey where we would drive up to a next larger town, and they had quite a few people together there, and what they wanted to do, they just wanted to ask questions about your vehicle, how long you had it, what repairs you did on it, and how happy you were with it. Well, I mean, and it was a survey company, and they said, well, we're not allowed to tell you who is paying for this. Well, the thing is, I mean, even back to the early 1900s, the government determined, they did several studies, and they told how they thought that alcohol had a good chance of replacing petroleum fuel. And I know you have reservations about alcohol, and you're right, but the vehicles could be made, could be hardened or converted. At the time, it was a simple thing to make alcohol-resistant fuel lines and carburetor float. And here we got a break coming up.
I'm with you on. I don't have a problem with alcohol per se. I have a problem with the fuel system not being able to handle it. I really do. And carburetors for these single cylinder air cooled engines that are in rototillers and lawnmowers only last once before they're eaten by the alcohol in fuel.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils. Paper. Notebooks. iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Here's a story that you won't hear very often. Charles was talking about closed-loop system. And it doesn't exactly tie, but sort of. There's a company that was founded in 1878. It's called Menen, M-E-N-N-E-N. You've heard of those guys. And Gerhard Heinrich Menen was an immigrant to the United States from Germany. And he made personal products. So one of them was a talcum-based powder. And the company was originally located in Newark, New Jersey. And they moved to a place called Morristown, New Jersey, kind of, you know, a little farther out, more room. And I've been to this Menen location. And the story goes, as I was told, that they had a product, they were making a product, and they had this perfume kind of stuff, and it was a waste product. They didn't know what to do with it. So what they added, what they did was they added some dye to it, it's kind of a bluish-colored dye, and they added a little bit of alcohol to it, and they called it Skin Bracer. So they took a waste product, turned it into a product, and started selling it like crazy. So that is, it's not exactly a closed loop, but they got rid of their waste product. Instead of paying to dispose of it and dump it somewhere, they got people to buy it. That is sort of the thinking that we need to solve our problems. We need to figure out what we've got, what we can do with it, and how we can make it so that it really works. Now, it seems to me, Charles, that to have an engine that doesn't send 70% of the energy into the air as either waste heat or toxic exhaust, we need to redesign the engines. We need to fit that redesigned, real high-efficiency engine into a system that has the proper transmission fitted to it. That might mean redesigning the transmission. It might mean a lot of what we have works. I mean, the suspension's pretty good on vehicles. We have front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. Not everybody needs all-wheel drive. Not everybody needs four-wheel drive. Not everybody needs a heavy vehicle. But if we redesign the engines, we can get way, way more efficiency and use way less fuel and produce less heat and less toxic gases, right?
Oh, yeah. What you just said, I mean, of course, I agree with it so much it just gets me confused, but I think it's the way they already found that is efficient, which they use. The railroad train, it's called rather than hybrid vehicle, it's called internal combustion with an electronic transmission. You use a small efficient engine to generate power, and you run that to wheels which have independent like electric motors on them. And that's the way those giant dump trucks that you can put a house in the back of the bed, that is pretty much the same way they use. They use the engine as a generator, which saves you the cost of generating it at a remote site and transmitting it over power lines. And it is an electric vehicle with that makes sense, that has the efficiency that they say they're looking for. And that's the thing with what I look at. I'm not, even when I say the closed fuel system and the ideas, I mean, there's so many things that exist that I've seen. Really, the real idea, which I don't talk about because you can't drive your car, because if they catch you driving your car on the road and you're using a vapor carburetor, they won't understand it, won't say much. But if they catch you on the road and you're driving a Stanley Myers water vehicle where he made his water fuel cell, which converted tap water to hydrogen, then you go to jail for not paying road tax. So, I mean...
Yeah. And how about these electric vehicles? They're not paying road tax. They will.
They will, no longer, exactly.
They will, because the government's gonna pull that off.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan will see more military drills from China today. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said because of Pelosi's visit, the United States must bear full responsibility and serious consequences for this. Congress is poised to pass the partisan inflation reduction bill after zero Republicans supported such a massive spending bill under a recession. The White House calls it the first step in a years-long effort. This as the Chinese have stopped all climate talks with the United States, and Europe is poised to go back to coal power due to Russia's pipeline that could be cut without notice. Democrat Senator Chris Coons on CNN last night.
This is a huge win for the American people. This is an enormous step forward for making prescription drugs affordable, for making health care sustainable, for making an enormous down payment on tackling climate change, and for reducing the deficit.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
100-year-old Bud Clausen survived four World War II invasions. He celebrated his 100th birthday Sunday and said, "I'm still here for some reason. I don't know what. You never know the Lord's plan. But I'm glad to still be here." Clausen was born on August 7, 1922, in Rockford, Illinois. The Democrats' massive spending bill during a recession is hoping to bring the recession under control. The bill passed the Senate Sunday without one single Republican vote. It now heads over for congressional approval. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer on Fox News says the Biden administration is counting on Americans to be financially inept.
The Democrats are banking their whole political future this fall on the hope that America is financially illiterate. I don't think they are. I think most Americans realize that if the government spends more money and spends more money recklessly and unnecessarily, then that's going to lead to more inflation. So the sheer nature of the bill by its name, inflation reduction, is being untruthful to the American people. And I think the American people get it. The government cannot continue to spend money and waste money and expect for inflation to go down. The reverse is going to happen.
The Feds meet again this week and is expected to once again raise the interest rate, indicating the recession is in full swing. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Charles is with us. No, Charles, Europe has, to their own detriment, has become dependent on natural gas from Russia. It was inexpensive, and they put many of their eggs in one basket, and so they have this dependency on natural gas. Russia cut off the natural gas, and turned it back on, and cut it off, and reduced the supply. So now. Now, Europe is looking at the possibility of freezing this winter, you know, when they need gas for heat. So And during this heat wave, because there's less natural gas from Russia to generate electricity, the nuclear power stations have been ramped up. But we have this tremendous heat dome. So what's happened is the heat from the heat dome has caused people to use more energy for refrigeration purposes, cooling and refrigeration, those kinds of things, freezers, refrigerators. And the problem is that people haven't figured out that these nuclear reactors generate an enormous amount of heat, and that's why these have these great big cooling towers, and that's why they're located near rivers. So what they do is they take water from cooler water from the river, use it through a heat exchanger, and then put some of the warmer water back into the river. Well, the problem is that in France, they are so dependent on nuclear power that there are rules that say you can't dump water that is beyond a certain temperature back into the river, because you'll kill the life in the river, which is a good thing, I mean, to have these rules. Which means that the nuclear power generating stations have to be turned down. So at the time when people need more electricity, because it's so hot, the heat is preventing the nuclear power generation stations from operating at the capacity that the people need, so they're being turned down. Which I think is a good thing. Because this is insane. We are heating up our planet with these nuclear power generation stations. People think nuclear is clean. It's not clean. Not if you consider the heat contamination that the planet is undergoing from this power. It's not free, it's not clean, and it's not cheap. It is destructive. And the waste from it is absolutely, positively lethal. This is beyond stupid. There are no really good solutions. That's the problem. Nuclear power is a solution, but it's not a good one. Natural gas is a solution, but it's not a good one. There are no good oil's not a good one. Coal's not a good one. Hydro is great, except for when it stops raining, which has happened. And just look at Lake Mead. We're in a lot of trouble, class. Nothing's working. Everything's breaking. And with the extra temperature, the capacitors are failing. And I know people say, Vinny, and the capacitors, oh, come on, knock it off. Class, without capacitors, everything stops. You take a capacitor out of your car's going nowhere. You take a capacitor out of your electric charger for your electric vehicle, your car's going nowhere. You take a capacitor out of your refrigerator, freezer, air conditioning system, they stop. You take a capacitor out of your phone, it doesn't work. You take a capacitor out of a wall charging adapter, it won't work. You know, there are capacitors in LED lights. You know those things you screw in to the Edison base? You screw them in. There's a power supply that alters alternating current, 120 volts roughly, down to about somewhere around 3 volts, 9 volts, depending on how many LEDs are in the LED light bulb. There are capacitors in there too. They're everywhere. We're doomed. We are absolutely doomed. If we stop making capacitors right now, and all the capacitors in the world are what's already been made, everything's going to stop within 15 years, everything. Charles, any comments?
Oh, yeah. We got problems. The system, I just remember they say trees don't grow to the sky. There's a point at which things will fail. And, yeah, I would think that you would be getting information from people telling we had an air conditioner fail and we had to replace it, and we had a compressor or a refrigerator fail, and we wish we had known this information. But I think you'll probably later on you'll be getting comments from people telling how much money you saved them. I do believe that.
Charles, I was on the phone this weekend with a guy I know. I've known him for a long time. And I was telling the story about capacitors and air conditioning capacitors, you know, $12 a piece. And I said, you know, these things only last 15 years. So I said, you've had your house about 30 years. How's your air conditioning system? He said, well, we replaced the first one after about 15 years, and we just replaced the second one after 15 years. So 15 years, he's replaced two of them. And I said, so why? He goes, well, the last one they replaced because it just flat out wasn't cooling as well as it used to. And there was something wrong with the control board. So instead of finding out why it's not cooling as well, they replaced the whole thing. Now, I've told the class that you need to wash off the coils, the outside coils of your air conditioning unit, the condenser. And because dirt and bugs and, you know, mud wasps and whatever else, leaves get in there, and if it restricts if that debris restricts the airflow, it flat out won't cool too well. And the control board, they have capacitors. They do. Lots of them. And so for, I don't know, how much is a control board? Let's say $150, maybe $200, maybe $50. But for maybe 10 cents, you could replace the capacitor, a little tiny capacitor on the control board. And you can look at them, and you can almost see when they failed, because they explode. You see what used to be a device on a circuit board, and it looks like a firecracker exploded. That's what it looks like. But they're little. They're the size of maybe smaller than your pinky fingernail. About the size of a number two pencil eraser. That's about about the size of some of them. And they fail. And for 10 cents, if you knew what you were doing, you had a voltometer, a digital voltometer that Harbor Freight used to give away for free, you could test them. You could figure out which one is bad, go to eBay, replace it. And of course, you need a soldering iron and some 60-40 rosin core solder, but you could fix it yourself, literally. But we don't do that. We don't do that. So if you go to Craigslist and you look up air conditioning unit, you'll find a bunch of the outside units for sale. Now, why are they for sale? Because the guy that replaced it put a new capacitor in it and sold it. He said, I'll tell you what. You know, to the original owner, you need a new unit. We'll put one in, $5,000, and you'll be good to go. And it'll be new. Be great. You know, brand new, everything. And last years. And he takes the old one, puts a capacitor in it, and sells it on Craigslist for $100 or $200. Why would he be able to sell it? Because it works. Because he put a $12 capacitor in it. All I'm saying is you need to learn about these things, class, and time is short and takes a while to learn about them, but you don't have to be hosed. You don't have to be hosed. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do when your power company says, you know, it's hot. We know it's hot because our house is hot just like your house. And they tell you that we're going to have some rolling blackouts. So for a couple hours a day, you're not going to have electricity. Kind of like what happened to me yesterday when I was trying to update the website for the campground. I took the pictures. I'm all ready to go. I go to log in. I can't log in. I can't log in. Why? Because HostGator's down. All over the country. It's not just me. It's down. These things are going to happen more and more and more and more. And I believe that they're heat-related. I believe a lot of it's capacitor-related. We're seeing all kinds of internet outages. Spikes, sometimes they call surges. That means too much voltage for a real short time. Boom. Blows the capacitors. The equipment gets taken out of service. It can't handle the spikes in electricity. You know, and nothing's working right. Nothing's working right. The railroad lines in Europe are buckling from the heat because the iron tracks are expanding. The steel rails are expanding greater than the earth is expanding. So the tracks are getting bigger and the earth isn't getting too much bigger. And the tracks are bending. So now the rail lines can't work on them. Rail is the most efficient form of transportation we know of. Number one, bar none. Airplanes, not so much. Boats, terrible. Rail is the least expensive in terms of energy to get from point A to point B. It can move in a tremendous amount of weight, long distances on the least amount of fuel, period. It's number one in terms of efficiency. But do we use it? Nah, not so much. You know, we used to have rail lines in cities to go from one point to another point. Not so much anymore. General Motors, the oil companies, and the tire companies replaced the trolley cars with buses. Way worse. More convenient, but way worse in terms of efficiency, in terms of pollution. We're doing everything wrong. Everything wrong. And the reason? Greed. Greed. Individual greed. Who gets wealthy? Well, the investors, the shareholders, the owners of the corporations, the owners of the companies, people who pay the Congress critters, they get wealthy. The Congress critters get paid off. They get wealthy. And who pays the price? We do. Ultimately, everybody will, because we're going to suffocate. Or we're going to die of malnutrition. Or starvation. Or famine. Charles, I was talking with a farmer over the weekend about, and this guy's a farmer and a truck driver. And he's been a truck driver for a long time. He's been all over the country. He's been on the air with us. He knows what he's talking about. And he said that, I was telling him that farmers are in a panic and have been for weeks now, actually a little over a month, because of no rain and no hay. We can't feed our cows. And he said, it's been happening in Oklahoma, in Kansas before this, in Texas before this. So it's a big, big problem. So we're looking at shortages of corn, wheat, beef, hay. The weather is not working right. We've lost control of it. We'll be talking about that with Dane Wigington.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, I'm trying to paint a picture of how bad it is, and however I'm painting it, it's nowhere near as bad as it is. So, on Friday, it's been reported that the Isle of Wight, England, has been placed under temporary emergency water restrictions, called a temporary use ban. If residents use water to water their gardens or their yards or clean their vehicles, they could face a penalty of $1,200 or 1,000 pounds. And restrictions are set to go into Kent and Sussex in a couple days, literally. So it's real serious. We're running out of water. Where did it go? We have the same amount of water that we had when the dinosaurs were stomping around. Literally. We have no more or no less. We're reusing the same water. We're drinking dinosaur pee. We really are. The hydrologic cycle is what happens. So water evaporates from the oceans, it evaporates from the land, it goes up to the sky, comes down in water droplets. Where is it? Where did it go? How come it's not coming down? When I was growing up, when I was a child, my mom and I would look out the dining room window. We had a big dining room window. And we'd watch the rain. My mom used to love to watch the rain because the rain made everything grow and green. It was wonderful. It would rain once a week. The Farmer's Almanac would tell you what day it was going to rain. Tell you when to plant and when it was going to rain, day by day by day, and it was right on the money until we started messing around. And the governments have destroyed the climate, and it's out of control, and they can't get it back. You know, frankly, it's vandalism. It's vandalism. Intentionally destroying people's stuff. Well, the government is intentionally destroying the atmosphere. And it's destroying my stuff, like my farm and everybody else's property, not just me, everybody. And vandalism is tax deductible. It is. So if I wanted to, I could figure out exactly how much damage they've done and deduct it from my income taxes if I made any money, which I can't do because they've destroyed everything else. I don't need a deduction because I'm underwater. But if I had any money and I did have an income, I could deduct the damage that they've done from vandalism. It's absolutely above board the tax deduction. I'm not kidding. Somebody spray paints your car. You got a blue car and they spray paint it with white paint or red paint. And they write something on it because they think it's cool. That's vandalism. You go to the body shop and say, how much to get my car back the way it was? And they say, $1,800. You go, okay. Can you write that down? That is your $1,800 tax deduction. Well, that's what they've done. They've damaged your car. Well, they're damaging the environment, which is preventing us from earning a living. That's calculatable. Charles?
Oh yeah, alcohol. At one time, like you say, the country was built on more supporting a citizen than being supported by a citizen. an example: 1906, Teddy Roosevelt, seeking competition for big oil, he signed he lifted the spirit tax they had put on to crush alcohol before. And that way, you know, rural areas could make their own fuel. And they see this is something that can be done now to alleviate some of the problems with diesel. But in 1906, they got the free alcohol bill signed. And in 1908, there were studies on alcohol, ethanol, as an engine fuel. In the U.S., they began at Edison Electric Testing Laboratory in Columbia University. The guy who he designed one of the a very innovative engine that would probably be good for 300 miles to the gallon, but he was doing the studies and. They said that alcohol will develop substantially the same power in an internal combustion engine as a gallon of gasoline. And this is owing to the superior efficiency because they bumped up the compression ratio. But there were 2,000 tests run on alcohol and gasoline in Norfolk, Virginia by the USGS, the United States Geological Service, and the U.S. Navy. And they just told the efficiency and the usefulness of it. But see, what happens is, it's why the government always says this won't work. When they say this won't work, that means it's not in place for them to tax us on it.
That's a very valid point, because diesel fuel and home heating oil and farm fuel are virtually the same thing, except for the color. Diesel fuel's dyed green, it's taxed. Farm fuel's dyed red. And if you get caught with red fuel in your car on the road, they'll fine you because you didn't pay the road tax. That's exactly right. Charles, you're right on the money. Charles, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.